Director Burke, Director O'Connor.
Here.
Director Lena Bobby Katz.
Here.
Director Parks.
Here.
Director Roberts. And Chair Villalobos.
Do we have a quorum?
Yes.
We do. A quorum has been established. I'll wait till the other members get here to give my remarks. Why don't we go with the consent calendar?
Second.
Consent calendar has been moved and seconded without...
Pull item 37.
Yes, I think I need to pull...
37.
Item 37.
I need to pull 24.
You won't have enough votes right now.
We don't have enough votes?
24, just on item 24.
Seven people. So we can just pull those two if you'd like.
So we'll approve the consent... calendar items 2, 7, 8, 19, 20, 21, 24, 32, 33, 34, 35, and 37.
No 37.
No 37. 37. Well, you have it here.
And I need to say that on item 24, Directors Villaraigosa and Parks have conflicts.
So they've been...
conflicts, you won't have enough votes on 24 right now.
If we have public comment for item 21,
what do we do? What do we do about it?
Number 21.
21. Consent items for the general public comment.
You can comment during public comment, and I'm actually going to move that earlier rather than later. Well, I'm not Mr. Roberts. Sure we do. So items... 24 and 37 were pulled. We've approved the consent calendar items that were mentioned. And I guess items
's all. That's it.
What I was going to do, folks, changing the practice from the situation where public comment was at the end of closed session or just before closed session, I'm going to move public comment to the beginning out of respect for the many people who come here, sometimes on the bus or light rail line or subway on public transportation, and want to be heard. I'm going to limit public comment on a regular basis to 15 minutes. There are 20 cards today, so I'll extend that 5 minutes to 20 minutes today and give every person 1 minute each. And these are all the public comments that I'll be accepting. So, Manuel Criollo.
Good morning, MTA board members. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'm an organizer with the Bus Riders Union. I want to welcome you, Mayor Villaraigosa, and your three appointees, Councilman Park, Mr. Katz, Mr. Flemings. We want to thank you for agreeing to move public comment to the beginning of the meetings. This is a sign that you value, you know, the time of grassroots groups, of the public, and most importantly, of bus riders. I'm here to lay out some important deadlines and pending issues that bus riders have vis-a-vis the MTA board. One, we need a comprehensive status report on MTA's relationship to our January 12, 2004 final order to meet MTA's consent decree load factors reduction standards, that's the reduction of overcrowding, that calls for 145 new expansion buses, 381 replacement buses, and the addition of 310,000 hours of peak service hours, which at this time this board has not moved forward on, and we ask you and urge you for a status report on that. Secondly, the special master ordered MTA to purchase a bare minimum of 134 expansion buses to massively improve rapid bus service. So we hope to work with this board. We hope to work with the new members.
Thank you. Francisca Porchas or Porches? Porchas.
Hello, my name is Francisca Porchas, and I am here with the Bus Riders Union today. Every day in LA County, 8 million cars, gas-guzzling SUVs, and diesel trucks move through the streets and freeways at a bumper-to-bumper speed, while a toxic cloud of dirty, lung-infesting fumes settles over our heads. The tailpipe emits tons of toxins into air every day that cause cancer, chronic wheezing, bronchitis, reduced mental capacity, and injure pregnant women and their developing fetuses. MTA must make the maintenance and expansion of the bus fleet its main priority during the consent decree and beyond to protect children's health. From 1985 up to 1996, when the consent decree was signed, bus ridership increased approximately 32%. The Civil Rights Consent Decree has significantly improved the bus system and caused an 11% increase in ridership since it was approved or signed in 96, even though MTA claims that the ridership has been flat since then. This means that the Civil Rights Consent Decree has successfully accomplished reducing overcrowding while at the same time increasing ridership significantly and taking an important step toward reducing greenhouse gases.
Thank you. Patrice Cullors.
Be here.
Rosalio Mendiola.
He's going to need translation, so we need 2 minutes.
Right. Buenos días, señor presidente y miembros de la mesa de la MTA.
Good morning, Chair and members of the MTA.
Really?
Soy Rosalio Mendiola, miembro del Sindicato de Pasajeros, Unite Local 11.
I'm Rosalio Mendiola, member of the Bus Riders Union and Unite Local 11.
Señor alcalde, agradezco que después de 15 largos meses de lucha para firmar nuestro contrato, el momento llegó y con su valiosa ayuda todo se solucionó.
Mayor, I want to thank you because after 15 long months of struggle with your great help, we were able to sign the contract.
Yo soy privilegiado de tener un sindicato, tener un gran aseguranza médica pagada en su totalidad por mi empleador.
I'm lucky enough to have a great union and health insurance to be paid by the employer.
Pero también hablo de miles de madres y padres solteros con hijos.
But I'm also talking about thousands of single parents with children.
Que no ganan un salario digno como yo.
That don't earn a just wage like myself.
Para que alcanzara para un seguro médico digno.
To pay for a dignified health insurance.
Vivienda digna.
Living a good life, a dignified life.
Y transporte digno.
And dignified transportation.
La compra de 660 nuevos autobuses.
The purchase of 660 new buses.
Será una gran alivio para miles y miles de usuarios de este gran condado.
Will be a great help for thousands and thousands of bus riders in this county.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gracias, señor. Hee-Pak Kim.
Patricia Hee-Pak Kim.
No, Hee-Pak Kim. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you, Patrice, you were here earlier?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Sorry about that. I was getting searched. Good morning, Mayor Villagosa and MTA Board. My name is Patrice Cullors, and I'm a member of the Bus Riders Union. MTA, we the BRU have fought for 4 years to streamline the student bus pass and eliminate the application process. This year in the spring, we actually won that fight. Students of color and working class students are now able to go and buy their bus passes at MTA vendors without having to write and fill out an application process. So that has been an amazing victory. It would be a disservice, MTA, to your company, and most importantly, to students of color and working class students, for the fares to be increased. 500,000 bus riders have fought to get the student bus pass application eliminated. And we don't want to hear the MTA say that in order to get the 660 buses, you will have to raise the fares. Black, Korean, and Latino people deserve a first-class bus system. MTA, buy the 660 buses, and please do not raise the fare.
Time. Thank you. Hipa Kim. Hipa Kim.
You would need at least 2 minutes for translation for her.
Yes. And just get in line, Damone Asali and Noe Orgaz. Damone Asali and Noe Orgaz.
여러분 안녕하십니까? 저는 버스 승객점에서 활동하는 김희복입니다.
Hello, my name is Hibo Kim, and I am an active member and organizer for the Bus Riders Union.
저는 17년 동안 버스를 타면서 여러 가지 어려운 문제를 많이 당하는 가운데 5년 동안 비알리에서 활동하면서
So I've been riding the bus for the last 17 years with much difficulty, and in the last 5 years I've been organizing on the buses for the Bus Riders Union.
많은 한인 노인들과 버스 문제에 대해서 얘기할 때 제 별명은 버스 할머니입니다.
And spoke of a lot of Korean elders on the buses, and that's why my nickname is Grandma Bus.
And that's why during
that time we've increased our membership, Korean memberships, to 200 people.
또한 언론에서도 BRU가 많이 알려졌습니다.
And the Korean press knows all about BRU.
그래서 버스 시설이 좋아진다. 좋아져야 된다는 것은 한인 커뮤니티 안에서 당연한 일이라고 생각합니다.
And within the Korean community, it's a basic concept that the bus has to improve.
그래서 교통국은 연방 정부가 판사가 명령한 버스 660대를 예 구입해야 된다고.
So that's why I strongly believe that the MTA should follow the federal court order to buy the 660 buses.
이 같은 면에서 이 버스를 구입할 때 요금을 올리는 것은 말도 안 됩니다.
At the same time, raising fares while buying these buses is absolute nonsense.
우리 한인들은 보다 나은 버스를 바라면서 교통국이 어떻게 문제를 다룰 것인가 저희들은 지켜보고 있습니다.
So us Korean community, we're going to be observing how we're going to be expecting the buses to improve and are going to watch how MTA is going to improve the service.
Thank you.
특별히 저는 이번 시장 선거할 때
Your time is up. Thank you. Thank you very much, Grandma Bus. Damone Azali.
Hi, my name is Damon Azali with the Bus Riders Union. Over the past couple months, both staff and various board members have been talking about a fare increase. So we're going to talk about why we shouldn't have a fare increase.
Sure. And Noe Orgaz is supposed to be up in line. So,
right
and
there.
Nanette Machado. I'm sorry.
Okay. So fare increase would have a devastating effect on, in particular, black folks in this county, but then also if we look at all bus riders. The U.S. Census says one half of all children in L.A. County live in with a family income, a family of four, of less than $15,000 a year. One third of black children live in poverty. That's three times higher than the rate of white children living in poverty. The last fare increase meant that families were going to be paying $2,500 of those $15,000 a year for transportation. A similar increase would mean that $3,100 of those $15,000 a year would be going to transportation, and that's past the ANC propositions that already take taxes out. That would mean a whole 20% of their income would be going to that. So basically we want to say that in a time where social services and social safety nets are getting cut, this is something that we can't do.
Thank you very much. Noe Orgaz and Nanette Machado and Luz Chacon.
Hello, my name is Noe Orgaz.
I'm sorry.
I work for the Youth Justice Coalition.
Noe.
And we're a group of young people who are fighting the juvenile injustice system. And just we're here to back up the Bus Riders Union just to say that young people going to school every day, that is it's expected of us, it'll be a hurt for a fare increase, right? $3 right now is a lot of money for a person every single day to buy a day pass. And then all those bus passes, all that process is just hectic for young people in high schools to get their bus passes. So by the time that they do get their bus passes, they've probably been in the truancy office more than three times. And all that adds up in their record in schools. So all this stuff that we talk about fare increase, we need to start talking about the people that it's going to affect, not the pockets that it's going to fill. So needing more money for more buses is a great idea. Let's buy the buses, but let's keep in mind that there is poor people that actually take these buses and can't even afford to eat sometimes. Thank you.
Nanette Machado.
Good morning. My name is Yvonne Nanette Machado. I'm an active member for Collective Space, Clinica Monseñor Romero Vecinos Unidos in my neighborhood, Westlake MacArthur Park, Pico Union. We have been conducting surveys for the past 6 months on the bus assessment forms, asking the passengers, the people that ride the bus, what would they like. They on most of the surveys, they say they would like lower fares. They would like the bus stops to be more clean. They would like safety for the passengers that ride the bus, women with children, single parents, and working class folks. They say there's a greater need, and they don't want buses to be eliminated. And they want better bus drivers trainings, because sometimes they have an attitude problem, and they want the bus drivers to be more welcoming to the people, because they spend their money on the bus, and sometimes there is a problem when the bus just passes the passengers, and they don't like that because they have to be late to work. And sorry, that's just it.
Thank you. Luz Chacon, Cindy Cho, and Janet Darris, or Davis.
Thank you. My name is Luz Chacon, representing Maternal and Child Health Access, and I'm here with some of our clients and their children who are mothers, and they all are bus riders. MCH Access is a nonprofit organization that helps low-income women and families with access to health care and other social services. The families that we serve rely on the MTA to get to the many places they need to go, such as doctor's appointments, work, and many other places. It's no easy feat for a woman, especially if she's pregnant and or has one or two or maybe even more children with her, let alone a stroller, shopping bags to carry, and then has to contend with finding a spot on an overcrowded bus that may not have a seat available to her or to her children. Our families and the community drastically need additional buses and cannot afford to pay an increased fare. Families are struggling to make ends meet given inflation, exorbitant housing costs, decreased government funding for safety net programs. We also are greatly concerned about pollution and its effects on public health, especially with the asthma epidemic among children. Los Angeles needs a public transportation system that is affordable and accessible to everyone, especially vulnerable families. I urge the MTA to meet their obligations.
Thank you. Cindy Cho, Janet Davis, and Terrence Long.
Good morning. My name is Cindy Cho, and I work with the Korean Immigrant Workers Advocates, and we work mostly with low-income immigrants in Koreatown. Workers, elderly, students, and low-income residents rely on the buses every day to go to work, to go to school, to go to the hospital, the library, senior centers. In Koreatown on the Olympic Line, over 35,000 people board the bus every single day, which isn't surprising considering that Koreatown is one of the most densest neighborhoods in the entire country. We have over 200,000 people that work and live in Koreatown in less than 2 square miles. Almost half of our community falls beneath the federal poverty line. We need more buses. We also urge you not to increase the fares. Choosing between buying food for your families or having to ride the bus is not a choice that our community should have to make. Thank you.
Thank you. Janet Davis, Terrence Long, Andrew Terranova.
Good morning. I'm coming representing the Coalition for Educational Justice, CEJ. I'm also a member of UTLA, and I'm a teacher at Tollenway Elementary School, where you came, actually, when you were becoming our council member. And we are, I'm here to speak as a teacher, as someone who has found out that public transportation is a key part of public education. And if this group would like to make a contribution to public education, the quality, it's important that our students have access to libraries and other cultural events. I found out that after many years of being a teacher, that one of the big barriers for my students going to the library was what it would cost for the mother and several children to go to the library and back again could be $10. That's no longer a free public library. When I shared that with the staff and administration of my school, they suddenly realized why this is an important issue, and it has been something that our leadership council has supported, the DASH route that we've been working on. And I think that if you really want to see, we've been working with Safe Passages, that students don't have a safe way to get to school.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Terrence Long, Andrew Terranova, Kimberly Richards.
Morning. I work with SEIU Local 1877 Security Campaign. Security officers, like many of the working poor, rely on the transit system to get them to and from their jobs. Security officers are paid poverty wages, little or no benefits, and often have to work two jobs just to get by. This is one of the reasons why they're organizing to form a union with SEIU. This is also one of the reasons why it is crucial that security officers have an affordable transportation system that will get them to their posts on time. If buses are full and they get to their posts late, it is not uncommon for them to be sent home and miss a day's pay. When you live from check to check, like most security officers, a reliable bus or transit system can be the deciding factor when it comes to having enough to make the rent or buying your sick kids medicine. LA security officers and SEIU Local 1877 urge the MTA to support working people and by not imposing a fare increase and by purchasing the court-ordered buses. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew Terranova, Kimberly Richards, Shepard Pettit.
Hello. My name is Andrew Terranova. I'm a teacher at Westchester High School, and I come here today representing teachers at Westchester, Dorsey's, and Washington Prep, who've all written letters to the board urging you to make a motion today to buy the 660 court-mandated buses to reduce overcrowding and expand service. We've come here today to let you know how MTA service concretely affects our teaching. Students these days are traveling increased distances to get to school, and they depend on MTA service to get them there on time. We can tell you that based on our experience, all too often this does not happen. Every single day we have students trailing into our classes late due to overcrowded buses and missed connections. When this happens, not only are students robbed of an education, but due to the disruption caused by the late arrivals, the whole class's learning is disrupted. Now, all too often, what starts out with the overcrowded bus passing a student by ends with a LAPD truancy ticket, like the young man from YJC said, meaning fines, more missed school due to court dates, and an introduction to the criminal justice system for simply getting an education.
Thank you. Kimberly Richards, Shepard Pettit, and Martin Hernandez.
Is there somebody who would like to pass?
Sure. Please pass it to the board. Thank you. Kimberly
Richards. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kimberly Richards, Vice Chair of the Metro San Fernando Valley Service Sector Governance Council. I think I speak for all five of the councils when I welcome you and your appointees, Directors Fleming, Katz, and Parks, to the MTA board. Mr. Chairman, you and I go back a number of years, back to the days when the RTD Board of Directors met and you and I used to speak. Again, I think I speak for all five sectors when I say we look forward to working with you in the coming years as we restructure and hopefully improve for all users in all sectors of our system the service that this agency has come to be known as the primary provider of in this county. I would like to personally say to you that if there is ever anything that I can do at my level of the governance of this agency, you need only ask.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kimberly. Shepard Pettit, Martin Hernandez, and Hal or Mal Klugman. Shepard? Shepard Pettit, not here.
Oh, here I am. Right here.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry. My name is Shepard Pettit, a member of the Bus Rider Union and also a student at Los Angeles City College. When I'm getting on a bus, the bus is always overcrowded, whether the driver lets me on first before all the other passengers are last. And most of the time, two or three buses pass me up because they are overcrowded. These are frustrating moments for me. This happens when I'm going to a doctor's appointment or when I'm decided to go visit friends across town or go to a movie theater. However, the court has ordered the MTA to purchase 660 buses. Also, the money that is invested in the rail system is eligible bus money, and it should be used to improve the bus system in Los Angeles County. When the MTA complies with the recent court order, this can benefit me and thousands of other disabled people because I will not be passed up by two or three buses. And when the bus does stop to pick me up, it will not be overcrowded. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Martin Hernandez.
Mr. Mayor, from one city terrace boy to another, congratulations on your election. Very proud.
You grew up in City Terrace.
Yes, sir, up on the hill. Real quick, we talked about the rising crisis with asthma and the health nature and the health effects on children and other people that are going on. It's not so much, it's also about getting people out of the buses, getting overcrowded, but it's also a very important health issue. The only way to do that is to have a viable, affordable transportation system. Locations where cars are restricted, locations where cars are auto-free zones. In Atlanta in 1996, there was the Olympics, and a number of buses went to L.A. A lot of people remember that. A Journal of the American Medical Association study during the 1996 Atlanta Olympics showed that increased public transportation, along with restricted auto use, significantly reduced hospital visits for asthma attacks during that period by 41%. We know the crisis at the hospitals. I work for the County of Los Angeles with the Department of Public Social Services. I know the nature of the crisis in health. We really need to work on this and improving the new service plan for the bus riders by the 600 buses. And Mr. Mayor and other members of the board, we want to work with you to try to achieve these goals. Thank you.
I just want you to know that I lived at the bottom of the hill. Hal Klugman,
yes.
Eugene Hernandez, and John Walsh.
This is a new board that has a new opportunity to do some good things. You're going to be working on big projects like rail and security, which is an important thing. But you ought to be starting to work on the small things, the little daily things that people who use the system actually have to put up with all the time. And let me give you a few things. You need to add more 1-800 commute operators so people don't wait 20 minutes to find out where their bus is. They need to fix the windows and the air conditioners and the heaters on these buses so they work. They need to arrange with a place like the 99-cent store chain to be able to give out new up-to-date schedules to people so they know where the buses are going to go. They need to, you could create a $3 bus pass that would be good for Saturday and Sunday and actually help people out. And lower the tokens to a dollar instead of $1.10. That would be a fair thing to do. And there's more, and I've
Thank
made
you.
A list. And I think
I'd like the list. If you could, if you can get that list over to somebody, I'd like to review that. Thank you very much. Eugene Hernandez, John Walsh. Aldo Garbic?
Eugene Hernandez, member of the Sylmar Neighborhood Council. I have lived in Hubbard and Eldridge for over a year. In that time, the buses have continually run their engines. The bus drivers say they do that for air conditioning purposes and start the buses. But in fact, this has happened in wintertime. When I complained, I have still not gotten that problem resolved. But for one, Tony, I don't think I should go in a sombrero and ask, thank you for giving us 1 minute. The 13 million people who use the buses, and you're only giving us 1 minute of time to speak about our concerns, I think that's very unfair. Members of this board are paid a stipend to come here. Why do you meet here in this Taj Mahal when you should be meeting in Watts, in East L.A., in Sylmar? You're getting too much money, and you're showing a disrespect to the community when you can't even show up on time. You have to make us wait. You think you're giving me democracy? You're not giving democracy. Tony, if you were a true man, you should give us 5 minutes apiece, and you should listen to us. And why do we have to listen to you for 2.5 hours?
Thank
Bullshit.
You. Thank you. John Walsh?
No, the FDA board is a circus. Mm. Oh. The only difference is I'm in the uniform of a clown and they're out of uniform as a clown. Mm-hmm. And so, look, don't you understand? The future is rail. The mayor was elected by the minorities. So therefore, all the minority people want rail. We want all to go to Pasadena. We're not interested in intruders on our system. We're not interested in filth. All we're interested in is Antonio for governor. And Antonio knows that the rich people who will build the rail system will give him money to run for governor. You're choking on that water, Antonio. And I just want to say, in the history of Antonio, he never shut up and just sits there. I'm the only person who ever shut him up. Thank you, Antonio. Viva white people. Viva rail. Rail forever.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Aldo Garbick and Goldie Norton. I'm obviously speaking facetiously.
I forgot my nose.
How are you, sir?
Thank you. Good. I retired from the MTA 4 years ago through a global settlement. I'm without medical insurance. I've been without medical insurance for 2 years. I've called. The union has called. They don't return calls. Up in the office, someone's not doing their job. Again, I'm without medical insurance. I retired, and no one helps. So I would like for you to order an investigation and find out what's going on here. I have letters from the union. No one returns calls, and here I am. And this is a different tone with these people. I have many problems. I'm just one. But again, you know how many retirees are without insurance right now because they can't afford to pay the $248 a month? And here they don't work. They're on a fixed income. And from $10 a month, they raised it to $248 all of a sudden. That's not fair neither.
We'll have someone look into the matter, sir.
And who's going to contact me?
Somebody from the agency will contact you.
Okay, thank you.
If you leave your number here with somebody. Goldie Norton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, I have been advised that our legal fees are in the process of being paid on the DOJ lawsuit, so I would like to thank the MTA for honoring its commitment to our members. Secondly, since April, we've been expressing concern with the way unprovoked attacks on our members are being handled by this agency. We have gotten excellent cooperation from all departments in getting information, but it's a stack of material like this which we are going through. Unfortunately, there's one simple question we cannot get an answer for, and that is specifically how many members of our union have been the victims of unprovoked attacks during the fiscal year 2005. We think it's up to you to find out this for our members, because our members should be advised of what is actually happening when they report an unprovoked attack. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Norton. We'll look into that matter as well and report on. Thank you very much. I hope that this new effort on our part to respect the fact that many of you come, as I said, on the bus, public transportation, to have the public comment at the beginning of the meeting. Is a positive indication of my intention to work with the public and hear from them. A number of you had some items and issues and suggestions for improvement, which we will look at and respond to, because I think that's a healthy thing, having an organic relationship with the people that use our system. Now I'll move into the chair's report. I want to say good morning to all of you. And before we get to today's business, I wanted to lay out some of my priorities as a member and chair of the MTA Board of Directors. First and foremost, I think for all of us, after the bombings in London and Madrid, we must protect and invest in transit security. Some of you know that I was in Washington, D.C., with the specific purpose of addressing the failure on the part of the federal government to appropriately adequately appropriate funds for transit security. We'll continue to make that a priority of this agency. We must do everything we can to address homeland security issues within our transportation system. The MTA has substantially improved bus service over the past decade, replacing older, dirtier buses with new clean fuel buses. They've also expanded the total bus service on the street. I think these are good policies, and the MTA must maintain its commitment to a first-class bus system. There's also been a discussion of a possible fare increase, and I believe that it's premature to discuss a fare increase at this time. Obviously. Obviously, that's a matter that the entire board will decide upon. But for me, I need a lot more evidence to demonstrate that a fare increase is appropriate at this time. But to improve traffic in Los Angeles, to provide alternatives to driving, to increase service to those who need to connect to jobs and other opportunities, we also need to have a multimodal system. That means finishing current projects on time and on budget. That means we must have a vision and a long-term plan for the future, including investment in new rail lines. This means we must get projects ready to grow and grow the funding pie in Washington and Sacramento. This does not mean that we will open a subway to the sea during my term, but it means that we have to start planning for this and other sensible projects. We must build projects in our most heavily traveled corridors between our highest density job and housing centers and encourage mixed-use development before lines are completed. We must build projects like the Exposition Line all the way to Santa Monica, the Gold Line extension into the San Gabriel Valley, and a connection to LAX. Service between the San Fernando Valley and the West Side must be improved. It also means finishing our carpool system, such as a northbound lane on the San Diego Freeway, and investing in major freeway interchange improvements like the 101, 405, and the 514. I also would like to request reports back in August on the following issues. The change in staffing and funding in an equal opportunity department over the past 5 years. The ridership benefits, costs, and implementation timeframes for a downtown connector linking the Blue Line, the Gold Line, the East Side Extension, and the Exposition Line. And the cost, implementation, timeframe, and next steps to implement a priority transit lane on Wilshire Boulevard. Finally, we'll be taking up board items in the following order. Approval of the consent calendar, general public comment at the beginning of the meeting, but for no more than 15 minutes, and consideration of non-consent items. We will then adjourn to a closed session. And for me, this is a real honor to chair this MTA, Metropolitan Transit Authority, as Kimberly mentioned, and even John Walsh implied. I go back a long way with many of you, including the Bus Riders Union. I had the honor of being appointed to the RTD board by my vice chair and friend and colleague, Gloria Molina. And for 2 years, I fought for bus riders. I fought for the bus system and argued that public transportation had to be a priority. I sat as an alternate on the MTA board for a year, and Ms. Molina gave me the opportunity to pretty much serve there for that year on a full-time basis, and it gave me a real introduction to how important this issue of public transit is to our city and our region. And so I'm very thankful and of the opportunity that comes with chairing this department and this agency, rather. Very proud of the appointees that I've put on this board. I think they reflect the kind of expertise and commitment to transportation and public transit that we need on this agency. I'm particularly excited as well to work with the rest of you. Many of you I've known for a very, very long time. Started out as the young kid on the block and now sitting as your chair. So with that, I want to go on to the next order of business, which is the non-consent.
You want to do 24 and 37, number 12?
Yes, we have now sufficient people. We have items.
Is this the consent calendar?
Okay, so I'm conflicted on item 24. We have a request to speak on that item. And that's John Walsh. And I'll let you conflict it. So.
All right, very good. Mr. Walsh, if you'd join us.
You know, you say you don't have money for cameras. The cameras we have downtown
on the Red Line are the camera station show, the Howdy Doody show on in 1948. You have $15,000 in safety gloves. You have millions of dollars for cost overruns on the east side line. But unfortunately, when you go down in that tunnel, the only reason they caught the four terrorists in Leeds is they pulled that image right out of the camera, and we don't have it here. And I've been talking about it, and you know I'm talking about these cameras for the past 5 years, and you didn't do anything till I went to the LA Times and we got a story. I want you to add to this $15,000 for safety gloves, $15 million for safety cameras, $15 million for dogs, because we have the most dangerous, hazardous subway system in America, but everybody will have gloves. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. The consent calendar is before us.
Move approval of item 24.
Oh, that was just on item 24?
Yes.
Right. All right. Is moved and second? Any objection? Or do we want a roll call vote? Go ahead. Let's vote on the machine.
Director Roberts?
You? Oh,
yeah. Okay. I think everybody's on. All right. So ordered on that item.
Item 4, CEO report. Oh, item 37 still.
We still have another item?
Yeah, that was a consent item that I was conflicted on, so.
All right, item number 37.
You're not conflicted on 37.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, you are. Okay.
All right, let's stop the debate here. All right, item number 37. Do we have anyone who...
Move approval.
Second.
Seconded. Seconded.
This is an approval of the staff recommendation?
Yes, and there's one speaker. Yes,
staff. All right. This is an approval of the staff recommendation. We have Estela Lopez, who wishes to address us on this item. Ms. Lopez? Boy, I haven't seen her in a long time.
Good morning. If you are approving the staff recommendation, I was really here just to give you some additional information if you had any other questions. But if you are approving the staff recommendation, our organization is in agreement with that.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if there are any questions, any comment.
Is this the staff recommendation? Is that consistent?
Is this 82,000?
Yes,
yes,
it is. Move approval.
It brought it down.
Yes.
All right. Any other question or comment? Any? Let's vote then. All right. I think it's. I have to turn it off again. All right, then that item is approved. All right, next we have our Chief Executive Officer's report. Okay. Mr. Schnoebel.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Molina, and good morning, everybody. Particularly welcome to the new board members who this is their first full board meeting. I think they're not always as well attended as this particular one, but I think it's good to see that we do have a lot of customers who really care about the system and who'd like to see it improved, and that's personally very gratifying. And just on behalf of the staff, again, I'd like to welcome you all, and good morning to you veteran board members. It's good to have you all here, and to be able to really start pretty much on time, I think, is a pretty nifty thing.
That's a good thing.
Just very quickly, we have information, we just received information that FTA Administrator Jenna Dorn has been nominated to go serve on the World Bank by President Bush, which means if she's confirmed, she will be leaving the FTA position. I think many of us know her. She worked very closely with us to get the full funding grant agreement for the East Side Extension, and was very instrumental in that. So I think probably the board will want to do something in recognition of the services she provided to the FTA and to us during her term, and we certainly wish her well. Also, I just wanted to remind everybody that tomorrow the Mobility 21 Coalition meeting is going to be held down at the Port of Los Angeles. We have Assembly Transportation Chair Jenny Oropeza, who's going to be the keynote speaker, and her Vice Chair Bob Hall will also be there for brief remarks. We're expecting between 350 and 400 people at this Mobility 21 Coalition meeting tomorrow, so it should be a very good session, a very interesting one. Stacy Jones, the Director of Engineering for Development, will moderate a panel and have a very, hopefully, good discussion on goods movement issues that affect the port and affect all of us. So a big, big meeting tomorrow, and if you have the opportunity to come by, it certainly would be appreciated. I hope to be able to give you some information on reauthorization. Late last night, the word was we would get the bill in 10 o'clock Washington time this morning. As of 12 o'clock Washington time this morning, still no word on the bill. It is expected to get out today. The House is expected to vote on it late tonight. Then the Senate hopefully will vote on it tomorrow. And so by the weekend, we actually could have a reauthorization bill. We don't have details at all on the bill at this point, but as soon as we get those details, we'll get them out to you. It's a very huge volume of paper, so it might take some time for us to get through it, but we think we'll end up doing pretty well on it. And that concludes my report.
Very good. Thank you so much for your report. Is there any question or comment on our CEO's report? If not, thank you so much for your report. On the next item, if I'm correct, is item 11? All right. Well, I think, do we need a report on this item? Score?
Madam Chair, item 11 is a request to increase the project management assistant contract $225,000. About $100,000 would be for planning support to get the environmental document out, and the other $125,000 would be to support procurement efforts during the selection of a design build contractor.